From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Yasmeen Ammer, in this week for Paris Alston. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where acting Mayor Kim Janey has ordered city officials to remove tents in an encampment near Boston's South End. That encampment, at the intersection of Massachusetts Avenue and Milnea-Cass Boulevard, also known as Mass and Cass, is home to hundreds of homeless people in the city. Janey says the encampment is a public health crisis, and she wants to move these residents to city-run shelters. And of course, there have been mixed reactions to Janey's decision. So let's talk to WBUR senior reporter Deb Becker. She's in the Mass and Cass area right now. And Deb, for people who are not familiar with Mass and Cass, can you describe where you are and why this intersection has been such a flashpoint?
So Mass and Cass is really an area of Boston where there is a concentration of treatment centers and social services. There's Boston Medical Center. There are three methadone clinics. There are several homeless shelters, and there are folks who help people who are struggling with mental health and substance use disorder. So there's a vast concentration of services here that people come to when they have mental health and substance use issues. And what's happened is that there's really been a proliferation of people living in tents in this area, well over 100 tents lining the streets around here. So it definitely is not pretty and a public health issue. So Mayor Janey's executive order yesterday said, we're not going to allow these encampments to continue to proliferate in this area of the city.
So Deb, could you describe some of the scenes you're seeing today at Mass and Cass?
It's awful. I mean, it's awful. When I got here, an ambulance was responding to an overdose and they took a man away in a stretcher. The folks who were watching that happen told me there had been one 15 minutes earlier, a block away. I met with an advocate down here who's helping people who are living in the encampments. We came across a woman completely passed out in the street, and we weren't sure if she was alive. And we were trying to see if she was breathing and if she could get up. It's dirty. There's food, garbage, people openly shooting up and using all kinds of drugs and smoking drugs and nodding off. And it's a human catastrophe. Quite honestly, I met with the activist I spoke with is Jim Stewart. He's been working for a safe consumption site in this area where people could use drugs under medical supervision. He thinks that more should be done to really find treatment for people.
It's not a safe or healthy place for anybody, but simply trying to roust people out with no realistic option or alternative is not public health. You know, it's not a public health lens to just move people and tell them to go to services that aren't available or that are insufficiently resourced.
Yasmeen, I also ran into Sue Sullivan, and she heads the New Market Square Business Association here. And she's been advocating on behalf of business owners to say something needs to be done about all of these people living on the streets. And she's very hopeful about the mayor's plan. This is what she says.
I think it's the beginnings of making a big difference down here. And more people have gotten into services, more people have gotten into housing. There are a net decrease in tents. That being said, Southampton Street is still a mess. Atkinson Street is still a mess. We need to make sure we're not playing whack-a-mole.
So I would say at this point, there's mixed reaction, and it's sort of a wait and see. But right now, there are still dozens and dozens of tents here, and it doesn't appear that the city is moving in any aggressive fashion at this point.
And so, Deb, you mentioned that Mayor Janey has called this a public health crisis. Can you tell us more about why she decided to dismantle the encampment now?
Well, I think that there's been a lot of pressure on the city. And there have been a lot of complaints about violence, vandalism, and everyone agrees something needs to be done. The Attorney General has weighed in. Our State Health and Human Services Secretary has weighed in. The governor has weighed in. The sheriff, whose jail is in this neighborhood, Sheriff Steve Tompkins, has offered to take people into an empty building in the jail and involuntarily commit people for up to 90 days. So a lot of people are saying, look, we've got to do this, and we've got to do it before it gets cold out because then people could really die in these encampments. So I think that Mayor Janey felt that pressure and said she was going to do something now to get people off the streets. The problem is that in 2019, when former Mayor Marty Walsh tried to do this and used police to clear people out, it was a catastrophe because it was just a brush of the streets. It was called Operation Clean Sweep. And many homeless people and people struggling with mental health and substance use disorders were just swept off the streets and their belongings taken away. And it wasn't done with any humanity. And the city got a lot of grief about that. And I think Mayor Janey does not want a repeat of that.
So I have one more question before I let you go, Deb. And that's, does the city even have enough housing for these people? And I ask that in part because Janey had this plan to send some of the encampment residents to hotel rooms at the Quality in Revere. But then Revere Mayor Brian Arrigo told WBUR last month that he is against it. And there has been no real plan. And we called the mayor's office today again. And a representative there told us there is still no consensus or plan for housing these folks in Revere. And so where are these encampment residents supposed to go?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Most communities do not want to provide transitional housing. There have been fights in several communities, not just Revere. There's a hotel right here in the neighborhood, and that plan was shot down as well. So that is the question. Where will people go? And many of the politicians and local leaders say that this is going to require a regional approach. Many people say most of the people in these encampments are not from Boston, but finding that regional approach and getting other communities on board to help tackle this issue has been a challenge for years, and I imagine it will continue to be a challenge. But Boston is saying it shouldn't just be our problem. This is a state issue. This is the epicenter of the state's opioid epidemic. And the state and other communities need to get involved to help figure this out. And right now, there doesn't seem to be a very strong coordinated effort really to do that.
It is tough from every angle. That is WBUR senior correspondent Deborah Becker. Thank you so much, Deb.
You're welcome.
Before I go, here's what else is up. The two finalists in the Boston mayor's race faced off in their second televised debate last night. City Councilors Michelle Wu and Anissa Asaibi-George went head-to-head on issues including rent control, which Wu supports and Asaibi-George opposes, and the state of the MBTA. Wu wants to get rid of fares on the T. Asaibi-George says that's unrealistic and would require $2.3 billion in state funding that Beacon Hill lawmakers have not committed to.
It is unfair to ask the people of Boston to pay that price tag.
Wu pointed to a pilot program that's already made it free to ride on one of the T's bus routes.
It's changed the lives already of so many people in our community, not having to think about how to have $2 on hand to get to class on time. I'm not running for mayor to say what we can't do.
The final debate before the November 2nd election is on Monday. And finally, Massachusetts paramedics and EMTs say they're facing a crippling workforce shortage due to high turnover and low pay. Brian Andrews is the president of County Ambulance Service in Pittsfield. He says he's down about 70% of his usual staff. And that's affecting ambulance response times.
Staffing is just in crisis here in Massachusetts, but across the country. The fee structure has just not been favorable. And unfortunately, the pandemic really pushed it over the edge.
A national coalition of ambulance workers is calling on Congress to provide funding to recruit, train, and pay new staff. There are so many worrying consequences of the country's labor shortage, but that one, fewer EMTs, is probably near the top of my list. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Yasmeen Ammer. Paris Alston will be back behind the mic in the first week of November. See you again tomorrow. Hey there. A lot of people listen to Consider This at the end of the day, and NPR's Up First in the morning. But a lot of actual news happens in the middle of the day. And the team bringing you the best information about that news as it happens is the team behind WBUR and NPR show Here and Now. And yes, there is a podcast version. So want more of the best news reporting from public radio around the country? Check out Here and Now. Find it in the same place you found this podcast, wherever you listen. Just search Here and Now.